The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Or wait, Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 182 and a half. That's right, this week is going to be a mini episode. I'm going to be 100% honest. I did have a really good guest lined up for this week, but unfortunately, an emergency kind of postponed the recording. We were slated to record the episode this past Sunday night, but as many of you who are listening in Central Ohio know, we had a lot of really inclement weather, rain, snow, and some flooding issues. And because of that, my guest had to postpone and hopefully reschedule here for the next couple of weeks. But you know what? I think it's serendipitous that that cancellation, or that postponement, I should say, happened. Because there's a lot of cool things happening with yours truly and with the PVD Cast. So I figure, what the hell? I'll use this half episode to talk about some of those things. So let's go ahead and start with the first thing that I'm really excited for. And it's one of the new projects that I'm going to have going on here soon. Many of you folks probably saw on Facebook and on Twitter the fact that I had tweeted out and posted that I'm going to be involved in a project called Behind the Puck. That particular project is connected to my affiliation with The Third Period, which, of course, for those that don't know, The Third Period is a hockey movie written by Steph Grieger, will be directed by Steph Grieger, and will be filmed here in Central Ohio real soon. Now, I don't want to give away too much about this project because I want people to be surprised. I want people to be interested. I'm very excited to be working with CD1025's own Brian Phillips on this project. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm real excited for it. It's going to challenge me a little bit as a podcaster, too. And that's not a bad thing, by the way. It's not a bad thing. I always want to improve the PVD cast. I always want to get better at doing this. But nonetheless, I'm going to ask you to keep your eyes open on the Facebook page of the PVD cast or on my Twitter account, or actually even the Twitter account and the Facebook page for The Third Period. As we get closer to releasing more information about this project, you'll want to check those places out to find out all that you can about Behind the Puck. Well, the next thing I'd like to talk about is, of course, that we're just about 3 weeks away from the Arnold. And that means that New Ohio Wrestling will be back in action. Anarchy at the Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening March 2nd and March 3rd, and I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be down there like I was last year, calling all the great action. And things kick off on Saturday, March 2nd at 11 a.m. and goes till 6 p.m. And then Sunday, March 3rd, things kick off there, if I remember correctly, around 10 a.m., and it wraps up right around the 3:30 time period. And it's going to be at the Bricker Building, ladies and gentlemen, which is right there at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. The Bricker Building will be where all the kids and family activities are going to be at. So stop on by if you happen to be going to the Arnold. You know, I would love to see you out there. It was so much fun last year, and it was also, again, the key word here, challenging. It was challenging to call all of the action because, you know, it's the round robin tournament. There's, you know, a ton of guys going to be competing for the crown of being the champion of Anarchy at the Arnold. And, you know, to call a lot of matches, there could be hundreds of matches by the time Sunday afternoon rolls around. And, you know, my partner, Hot Commodity, Matt Mason, and I will be calling the action. Adam Michaels and I believe Drew Hansen will be also helping out as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. As I said before, if you're going to the Arnold, stop by the Bricker Building, man, and say hello. Sticking with the theme of professional wrestling, the other thing that's going on with me is that I am going to All In, Double or Nothing. And of course, StarCast. Can't forget StarCast. I'm not going to lie and say that I'm thrilled that I paid a pretty penny to get a flight to Las Vegas, because that, I think, was one of the negatives to this whole process of getting tickets for All In and StarCast. I don't know. I could go on a rant about airlines, but I'm not going to. But it seemed like in order to try to get a really good price, you had to spend a little bit more time than just the weekend in Las Vegas, and I don't have that option due to my own personal schedule. So I'm paying a pretty penny. Unfortunately, the tickets that I got were not the best tickets. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, there was a lot of people that were perturbed about the way in which you purchase tickets for the event, All In, that is. Apparently, MGM's website had this very weird digital waiting line. I must confess, I didn't get my own tickets. Friend of the podcast, Justin, did. And Justin, thank you very much for getting those. I appreciate it so much. He had told me that it just was very frustrating and aggravating and wasn't very user-friendly in terms of trying to get those tickets. But the StarCast tickets were super easy to get, and so there you have it. I'm going to be heading out there for Memorial Day to catch all of the great action that AEW is going to present there for All In, Double or Nothing, and looking forward to StarCast. I mean, to be honest, All In was great, but probably I enjoyed StarCast just a little bit more than the All In show. It was a great weekend. I mean, of great wrestling action, and looking forward to another great weekend of wrestling action coming up in May. You know what? Since we're talking about pro wrestling, let's just stay on that track. Let's talk about the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view that the WWE is going to present this Sunday night. By the way, just as a side note, I did not know this. I just learned this. This pay-per-view is called No Escape in Germany. I'll just let you put the pieces together on that one. I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. But anywho, of course, the big hoopla surrounding this pay-per-view is that we will crown the first ever WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Nia Jackson-Tamina, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, the Iconics, Bayley and Sasha Banks, and Naomi and Carmella are the teams that will be competing in an Elimination Chamber match to become the first ever Women's Tag Champs. Just from my honest opinion and the way that they have structured the storyline and placing all the obstacles in front of Bayley and Banks, I think those two are going to be your first Women's Tag Team Champions. You have The Miz and Shane McMahon taking on The Usos for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Of course, since one of The Usos, I don't remember which one. I think it was Jimmy. Yeah, it was Jimmy. Just got in a little bit of trouble with the Detroit police, but I don't have to see how that plays into the pay-per-view this Sunday, whether maybe The Usos are yanked out. Maybe they're not. I don't know. You know, I guess that's a decision Vince and everybody up there in Stamford needs to make. Let's see. Other matches. We have, of course, Daniel Bryan defending his WWE Championship in an Elimination Chamber match against AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. You know what? I think Daniel Bryan retains. I didn't mention the last match. I thought The Usos were going to win the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, but I guess that is a little bit up in the air. So, to hell with it. I'm going to say The Usos win. I think nothing happens to Jimmy. Maybe he gets a slap on the wrist or whatnot, and I think The Usos are going to be the new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Buddy Murphy is going to defend the Cruiserweight title against Tozawa. I don't see them taking the belt off of Buddy Murphy anytime soon, in my humble opinion. Ronda Rousey is going to defend the WWE Raw Women's Championship against Ruby Riott. And with all due respect to Ruby, no one believes that she has a shot in hell of dethroning Ronda Rousey, because we all know that there is the WrestleMania main event to look forward to. So Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush will take on Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. I can see Finn winning the IC belt. I can. In my insight, I think that Finn walks out the new IC champ. And the last match, Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. No disqualification match. I don't give a shit about this match because I'm tired of it. But just because I'm throwing out my ideas and my predictions, I'm going to say Braun Strowman wins. There you go. So we shall see where the Elimination Chamber, leads us on this journey to WrestleMania, which, if I remember correctly, I think Fastlane is coming up in March as well. Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a fan of Elimination Chamber or Fastlane because I think that it would be nice and refreshing to have the Royal Rumble and then stop for a couple of months with the pay-per-views and just focus on building WrestleMania. And I know people go, but Fastlane and Elimination Chamber helped to do that. I know, but first of all, I've never been a fan of Elimination Chamber because to me, you have that pay-per-view every single year. What's so special about that apparatus after it's been used year in and year out? Like, I don't know. I know maybe that's an old school way of thinking, but I don't know. I've just never been a big fan of it. By the way, I'll just throw it out there. I have never seen the price tag for that structure. So if anybody out there happens to know what it costs to build the Elimination Chamber, I would like to know. So maybe tweet me or email me. I throw out the figure of $1 million just because I think that that would be a reasonable amount of cash to spend on building something like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody said, oh yeah, man, it cost $1 million. I wouldn't go, oh, what shit? I wouldn't be surprised by that. All right, one thing that did surprise me was on Tuesday, it was announced that WWE Hall of Famer Pedro Morales had passed away. And I'd like to say rest in peace, Pedro. I will be 100% honest. As a kid, I really wasn't a fan of Pedro Morales. I found him to be incredibly boring. I guess I just didn't get it. I didn't understand his importance. And it wasn't until I got older and I started realizing how professional wrestling works that I really step back and go, you know what? Pedro was incredibly important, especially in the WWF and the WWWF, where they were trying to build that Latin audience. And I mean, hell, man, he was the original triple threat, man. He won the world title, the IC title, and the tag title. So, I mean, the guy had it. Like I said, as a kid, didn't enjoy watching any Pedro Morales matches, but I do understand his importance in the annals of WWE. So rest in peace, Pedro. Hey, I'd like to real quickly just mention something here. Old Wrestling is back in action. That's right. March 30th, they are going to invade Detroit, Michigan. That's right. First time ever being in Michigan. And I don't want to brag, but I have quite a few listeners in Detroit, by the way. Just that's some statistics I'm going to drop on you. But nonetheless, they are going to be wrestling at the Detroit City Distilleries Whiskey Factory in Detroit, Michigan, 1000 Maple Street. 7 o'clock is the bell time. And, you know, folks, if you haven't checked out Old Wrestling, you need to. It's really something special. Of course, Marion Fontaine is going to be there. Judge Hugo Lexington Black. Gregory Iron. I'm sure that the lobbying legislatures will be there. Volstead and Shepard and a whole host of folks. If you want to get any information, ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is go to oldwrestling.com. That's oldewrestling.com. I think it's time for me to remind you that this episode has been brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. World's Greatest Comics is located at 5992 Westerville Road here in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of comics from every era, but they also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles, Funko Pops. I mean, basically whatever you need for your geekdom, they got it. So swing on by 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville and say hello to Jeff. Or you could check them out online at wgcomics.com. Or you can even find them on Facebook, man. Facebook.com/WGComics. And I would like to just remind everybody out there, especially those listeners in Central Ohio, you get the opportunity, swing by the store. World's Greatest Comics is a great store. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that Jeff decided to do a little bit of advertising with me and sponsorship. And I appreciate that so much. But if you don't go to the store people, then Jeff doesn't know if it's working or not. And vice versa. I don't know if it's working or not. And that's what we need. So if you go into the store, tell them you heard about World's Greatest Comics from yours truly or the PBD cast. We would both greatly appreciate it. And that'll help us out here with this sponsorship. So, however, if you happen to be somebody that is interested in advertising here or sponsoring the PBD cast, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email at johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at pvdmvp, and you can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page. That, of course, being facebook.com/pvdcast. So with that, I'm going to start wrapping things up. Let me remind you that if you want to spread the word about the PVD cast and you want to tell some folks about it, well, it's available a variety of different places. Ultimately, pvdcast.com is a great place to find this podcast because it's the online home of yours truly. But you can also find the PVD cast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, Google Play, Spotify, the Libsyn Podcast Player, the Echo Network, basically wherever you find podcasts. That's what I meant to say. I don't know what happened there. I got tongue-tied. I was saying that if you are interested in listening to the PVD cast, just search for it, man. Wherever you get your podcasts from, just type in PVD cast. Sometimes you have to put my name in there, PVD cast John Orlando, for it to populate. I don't know why, it just is. But nonetheless, subscribe, download, listen, tell folks about it, tell friends about it. And I would greatly appreciate that. So before I botch more lines here or screw things up, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.